Hey, this is Karen. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait for you to meet my rock movers. What's a rock mover? A rock mover is a woman who does what others say is impossible. She achieves goals that were once only dreams. She's a mom, wife, sister, friend, CEO, or entrepreneur. And she is an all-around rock star in her world. While she's moving rocks out of her own bag, she's also helped moving the rocks for other women. And she's moving rocks for me. Join us as we introduce our rock movers. Yay, we're working. Okay, rock movers, I am so excited. I share these videos on Fridays, and so this is my Fangirl Friday. And I don't know where I came up with this, but it's like it's no longer a secret. Andrea Crum, I am your fan, and I cannot wait to share you with my tribe of rock movers. I call them a tribe because they are just these women I have surrounded myself with, and we just lift each other up and fight for each other and fight for our families. And so welcome, 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 girl. I am so, so happy to have you on here.
I am so excited to be here. You are a blessing to me and you're such a light, and I am just honored that you asked me to be here. So thank you so much.
Well, it's a mutual love fest.
Yay!
And one of the things I always start my podcast off with, because we are called the Rock Movers, is what are you doing these days to move the rocks for all the people in your life? You've got so many things going on. I just can't wait to hear about it.
Oh my goodness. That is such a big question. And it's such a, I love the way that you asked that question. How are we moving the rocks for other people? Not how are we moving the rocks in our own lives? But I do think that we have to remove the rocks in our own lives. Yes. So that we can then do that for other people. And so there's a couple of ways, you know, when you ask that question that it strikes me. So one is I have a women's leadership development company, and I am really focused on helping to build women leaders. I am not focused on helping them, honestly, to get to the next promotion or the next title or salary, any of those things. Those are not my goal. My goal is to help women to lead more genuinely, to lead from their heart and their head. I think we have enough anxiety and pressure as it is. And I think that we need to be able to kind of lift off that, take off that burden and that pile on, and be able to lead by the way God created us. And lead from that perspective with our heart and their head. And so that's what I would say. That was a journey in my own life. So that was a rock I really had to work on moving, related to career identity and all those things. And so now I'm helping to other women to do the same. Now, that said, I think when women are leading more genuinely, they're absolutely going to get the promotions and the titles and all the good stuff that comes along with it. But that's not my mission. That's not my goal. And so I would say that's one way. And then another way that is really new, and I'm super excited about, something that God's put on my heart, is I'm going to be starting a ministry called Genuine Women Ministries. And it's really about how Christian women, how do we start talking about biblical truth in our culture? We have a lot of stuff going on in our culture right now, and it's really about how are we using our voices? How are we making sure we're not being like not silencing ourselves, you know, and how are we using our voices? And so that's a journey that God's got me on, moving my rock so that I can help move rocks for other women as well. So I'm super excited about that. So I love that question. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I got so excited. I jumped into like just chatting with you because we've been talking a little bit before we went on screen, and I didn't even introduce you properly. Like, this is Andrea. Doesn't everybody know Andrea?
I know. We're just pals, man.
I feel like I have known you all my life. I really have, but we haven't known each other that long. So I know that my people aren't probably going to know you that well. So let me introduce you officially. Okay. Y'all, this is the fantastic Andrea Crum. Her husband, she and Matt have been married for 17 years, and you have two sweet boys. You have Drew, who is 10, and Tyler, who's 7. So obviously you had him like when you were 5.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Thank you. Bless you.
And you are the owner of Genuinely You Leadership, and you have the new Girl Talk, the TV show that I got to see the pre-launch or the launch for the pre-show, and everything started, the episodes are starting to come out.
Yes.
So, so exciting to see that. But then you are now focused on what you believe God's calling you to do with this Genuine Women Ministries. And I love that you're building up women and helping them to see the world from a biblical viewpoint. But I really want to know, how can a woman live an authentic faith-based life? How do you feel like we can do that these days?
Yeah. I think there's a few things that are in the mix there. And I think they all play a important role. And the first one is that we need to understand our significance. We need to understand that we have value and we have worth. And I think that that is something that is very clear in the Bible. We were made in God's image. He knows together in the mother's, in our mother's womb. He knew us before we were created. And so I say that to say that we have intrinsic significance, like we have value because of that. And so that's number one. Number two is really understanding our strengths and bringing our strengths in balance. When I talk about genuine leadership, it really is, and being a genuine person, it's about bringing our strengths in balance. So many times as women, we lean into one of our strengths or another, and that one strength becomes really, really pronounced.
You know, I'm like, you're preaching. Yes, you're preaching to me. Yes.
It becomes pronounced. Yeah. And so we have to learn how to dial that back, and we have to learn how to bring up other strengths of ours that are really significant. So for me, I was always leaning into my action, and I was forgetting about my compassion. And so now I have to really be mindful to bring those two things together, because that's how God created me. He created me with both of those things. And they actually, and that actually leads to the third thing I would say about being genuine, is it becomes this a barometer, a way that you can monitor whether you're out of whack or not. So the third thing I would say for women is really checking your gut. And it's really about making sure that you're not in the pit. Because quite honestly, us we women can fall in the pit so easily, you know, whether it's stress, exhaustion, overwhelm, whether it's pride, whatever it is, there are things that happen in our lives that that we're not on solid ground anymore. And so we really have to get back to solid ground. And once we do that, we need to be checking our gut so that we can keep ourselves in balance. And so that is a part of taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're not depleted all the time.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been reading my mail, if my husband called you ahead of time, or if you can see my notes. I mean, these are all the things I wrote. Like you're already speaking to all of my my questions that I had, but I just think it's because we all walk such a similar path, mm-hmm. even though we can be so different, and maybe even our faiths are different. We grew up in different faiths, different religions, whatever the cause is, we're all this same human bond. And at the core, in a time of such diversity, I feel like there's never been a time where we're more alike.
It's interesting because it is the girl dilemma, right? Like it is our dilemma that there is so many similarities. And I've been thinking about this a lot too, because I really, this pile on that we as women take on, right? And it's not anything new that I'm talking about here. But what I think is important for us to understand is a lot of times we're the one doing the piling on, right? Like it's not always coming from somewhere else. A lot of times it's coming from ourselves. And that can do with comparison. That can be doing with a lot of different things. But I think one of the things that you're talking about is in the way that we are created. We were created to be the mothers of our home, whether we have children or not. We are the caretaker of that environment, right? And we are the ones that know everything that needs to be done, right? We can rattle it off. We're the ones who create the honeydews. We're the ones who create, we see what needs to happen. And when then we want to take action, and we have this level of responsibility as part of that, that is this really, we have this really strong sense of responsibility because of that. And so I think what happens with us women is we take that same intrinsic sense of responsibility to care for the home and to care, and we take that into our work. And we take that into our work, and then, or into our volunteer activities, whichever it may be. And we just keep on seeing what needs to be done and putting it on the list of things that need to get done. And so it is the girl dilemma.
Yeah, it is that see a need, fill a need. And we just have, many of us, most of us, I guess, the people that I run into have this desire. Maybe I'll just stop and speak for myself. I have this desire. I won't lump anybody in on this, but I have this desire that I have to serve. It is not in me to see something going on around me and not be a part of fixing it or helping it. Or, my husband just laughs all the time. He just chuckles to himself. I'll see a card at Walmart. We go, you know, I'll grab it and take it in. Or someone needs help getting out of a store, walking in a store, they drop something. You know, I'm the one that speaks up and helps. And it's just, I just see life through that lens of how can I serve? Where can I serve? And it's not something I do. It's who I am.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing, right? I mean, it really is. It's such an important part of you. And it's funny because you're saying that about service. And that's where I feel like God's convicted me. I do serve a lot in a lot of ways, but I'm also very much into my comfort. I'm very much into, you know, how do I make everything fit in a certain way so that I'm comfortable, you know? So how do I do all these things so I'll be comfortable? And so that's something that, that he's been convicting me on even in this season. And so I love that that's just your natural spirit. I think it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think the more I learn that about myself, the more I learn that I'm really keen on doing that for others, but not so much myself. So, you know, I'm learning to have that balance of, what I consider this level of energy that's about others, others centered, others focused. But, you know, when you take a flight, the flight attendant always tells you to put your mask on before you help anyone else. Mm-hmm. If, you know, the cabin loses pressure, and, I'm the one laying on the floor because I have helped everybody else put their masks on. I've been the good helper and I've never put my mask on. Yeah. So I'm out of energy. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. And then I'm doing no one a service. Mm-mm. And so that's what I'm working on in this season, is that level of self-care so that I can be a better service. I can't pour from an empty cup. So I'm learning to fill my cup up as I'm filling others, or fill it up first so I can be my best self.
I love it because it's so important. You know, I just think of all the years that I was just buried in work and very much found my identity in my career and the roles that I had. I was in corporate for 25 years before starting my own company and, you know, working in different executive level positions. And I just was so burnt out that I was, when I came home and even at work, I was more easily irritated, frustrated, tired. I mean, what comes out, it's not just emptiness, right? That comes out. It's the pit.
Yeah.
it's like the icky stuff at the bottom of the can or whatever.
Yeah.
Out when we are in that place, right? Because we're human, you know, and we're not perfect. But those are the things that come out when we're living in that place.
Absolutely. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel and it
shows. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I love that analogy. So in this new journey, in this new season of your life with the Genuine Women Ministries, as you're building that, who's inspiring you now to do that?
You know, God's inspiring me to do it. I mean, that I am in a faith walking mode right now. And it's funny because I really felt very clearly about a month ago that I was supposed to start this journey. It finally felt like a lot of things I had been doing, whether it was Girl Talk, whether it was the Genuine Women Facebook community that I've just launched, all of those things, I just didn't know how they connected. And I just knew I was doing what I was supposed to do, but I didn't always see the full vision. And when God, you know, gave me that full vision, then it was like, okay, let's go. I'm ready. You know, and I started after it and I started going, okay, who's going to help me build this? And how is that going to look? And I just really felt him say recently, like, you need to slow your roll. You just need to calm down. You need to be content. And I think that's why, you know, I think that's why he doesn't always give us that big picture, because we'll just make a mess of it, or we'll just go forward and start thinking we know what it is, and just realizing that, okay, there's a piece that I'm still don't have yet. And I have to be content in this moment. So I will say that I am only seeking his guidance. I definitely will talk to other people and hear their perspective, but really it is, I know who's guiding me for sure.
I'm not surprised by it, because I've learned that about you, but I love that that's what came out first. Mm-hmm. That's where you went with that answer, because I know this to be a genuine, authentic answer for you. Mm-hmm. So I love it. I love it. So as you're becoming this entrepreneur and in this new business owner phase, what are your favorite resources? So now we're going to put the business owner hat back on. What's your favorite resources that you're using for your business, and some things that maybe you'd want to share with our audience about, like, this is saving my biscuits right now.
Let me think about the things that are saving my biscuits right now. Okay. But again, I feel like, you know, it is the things that I was just sharing too. It's really prayer is saving my biscuits right now. The Bible, looking at his word, you know, also following and looking at other, you know, content providers, people who are out there being inspirational on Instagram, primarily Instagram, I would say. And also, you know, just digging into, you know, mentioned about biblical worldview, learning more about that. I'm going through a training course right now, a 10 month course where it's like boot camp, man. And I'm learning. And that is, I would say, a huge resource. It's the Colson Fellows Center, Colson Fellows Program through the Chuck Colson Christian for Worldview Center. And it is amazing. And so I would say that's a tremendous resource. They have a Breakpoint podcast and things like that. But learning those things is where I feel like I am building up my foundation. I've known so many things about what I believe, you know, for so long. I've known what I believe, but to figure out how to articulate it, and then to understand how do you articulate it in the world that we live in that is so confusing and complex right now, where there feels like there is no right answer. There is a right answer. And it's the biblical one. It's the way God would view it. So that's been, I would say, the resources that I would say.
Awesome. Thank you. So you said you're following on Instagram. You mentioned Chuck Colson and the Fellowship Ministry and Breakpoint. Mm-hmm. Who else are you following on Instagram? Curious minds want to know.
Yes, I follow Jenny Allen. Mm-hmm. Is somebody that I love to listen to. A lady named Mika, cannot think of her last name right now, but I love her as well. Of course, Beth Moore, you know, every once in a while, she's got something going on as well. So I look to women that I know the word and that is who I'm looking towards. And that's where I'm finding that encouragement. And then there's actually, I mean, I would say I'm following several women that I don't always know, you know, their names, but they're the ones that are out there putting out stuff that encourages me. And so I'm definitely following some of those folks as well.
Yeah. Well, you are following someone that introduced us to each other, Casey Haston. Mm-hmm. And she made the connection here. So yes, shout out to Casey.
Yes, and love Casey.
The We Are VIP podcast. She was our guest last week. And I'm a big fan of Miss Casey Haston.
She's amazing.
But she always gives these little nuggets. And I've been a part of your Genuine Women Facebook community. And that is it's a private Facebook group.
Yeah.
So highly, highly recommend that women follow you there. Thank and you. Just immerse yourselves in that community, because there are nuggets that absolutely will pour into your heart to just inspire you to reset your path. You're so good there to be just so authentic and so real. And I loved what you put about going back to church and how, you know, you get out of these habits, right? And you're not going back. And, you know, I know that you said you were convicted and you really convicted me. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
But just how we just become so complacent, and it is so easy. Almost like that story about boiling a frog, how you put a frog in cold water and you just gradually heat it up. That feels like the environment that we're in, of desensitizing ourselves to things that eventually just boil us, that just, you know, rob us of our joy and our happiness. And but we become used to that. We become used to becoming isolated during a COVID world, and we get used to becoming, you know, depending on ourselves and not others, not that community, not that church family. And that feeling of, well, I watched them on Facebook, or we logged in online and we got to see. We all know the truth is there's something very, very different about packing your kids up, getting up early, packing your kids up, putting them in the car, and driving to the church building and being a part in that body of Christ, and also making a commitment that we're gonna comply with the law. We're not gonna do anything against the law, but we're also not gonna live in fear, and we're not gonna be dictated to or let this outside influence dictate our faith, and just being true and standing on God's promises.
Absolutely. I love that you just said all of that. And, you know, I'll tell you, and in my Genuine Women community on Facebook, we just finished a Jenny Allen Bible study. We did Get Out of Your Head, which is Stop the Spiral of Toxic Thoughts. And it was a 6-week study, and man, it was so good, and I needed it, you know, and I had worked a lot through a lot of the stuff on my own. And I wish I probably would have seen the study before that. But I will tell you, during this season, and back to your point about being transparent, we as women need to be, I had some dark moments. I mean, I was over here starting a business. It didn't turn out, the path was not what I expected it to be. And I'm sitting here going, what's going on? And then the world is falling apart. And there are moments where there's like this, like, hopeless feeling, I would say. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what it's going to look like. And having community is essential. And I will tell you, every woman I've talked to has gone through some kind of dark moment during this season. And so, and some stay there, you know, and I think that that's the part where, you know, I was even thinking about this recently where it's like, you know, I haven't heard from somebody, or maybe they didn't respond or whatever. And I just think, okay, well, you know, I don't know, they're busy or whatever. And I started thinking, I need to really be praying for them, that they might be going through something heavier than I'm even thinking at this point. And so, getting back to church is super important. And I'm telling you what, that first day we went back, and it was just 3 weeks ago, you know, our church has been open for a while, but we just went back because we got too comfortable. There's my comfort word. Worship, tears. Woo. It was just refreshing to be in worship in the house of the Lord.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I know that, you know, I'm going to have some listeners that have different faiths. They come from different backgrounds. And I always come from a place of love, that I love you wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And whatever you believe is not my place to judge, or my place to say you're right, I'm wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. It doesn't matter. I love you, and I just ask that you love me where I am as well. And so I appreciate that I know that that's where you come from. Mm-hmm. You believe strongly in what you believe, and you walk it and you live it. And that is the authentic version of what I could hope all of the people that I come across, that they get from me, and that I encourage them to do for themselves as well. So thank you for helping me to model that. I love that you are courageously living your faith.
Thank you.
The good, the bad, the ugly. I just, I absolutely love authentic women that are transparent and real. And I think we've lived in a social media filtered world for so long that our own self-value and self-worth has been tarnished and diminished by these photoshopped versions on TV and on. I mean, it's amazing what they can do. Everything's CG'd. Like, you see an actor on a magazine, and you know, if you happen to see them in real life, you're like, oh my gosh, you don't look anything like your picture. It's because they're so photoshopped, right? And models or whatever. Women need to see real role models that are living, you know, I don't care if you're a size 2 or a size 20, live your authentic self and embrace that beauty, because you were created and designed for a purpose. And
that's right.
That is what I have gotten from you. Every time we've talked, every time I've seen you show up on Facebook with your kids, with your husband, with your TV show, Girl Talk. And I just want to support and embrace that. And that's why you're here, so that I can share all of this beauty and awesomeness with my rock moving tribe. And so thank you. First off, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on and
thank you for sharing that.
I do have one more quick question, if you will. What quote or wisdom do you live by and want to be known for? I know there's so many, you could probably quote a million scriptures here, but really, what right now, where you are in this season of life, what quote or wisdom do you want to impart to the people watching this?
That's a big question. I would say, because this is what I'm living every day, it is a verse. It's, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that is what I'm living out. And you mentioned that I'm living my faith out loud, but that has not always been the case. I mean, this is really, really just in the last year that God has really taking me on a new course, you know, and that faith has deepened. And so, so it's new for me. And I would also say the other verse is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, which is Romans. And so I would say that those are the verses that I am really striving to live by, and that I hold myself accountable to, really, I guess, is almost like a guiding light.
That's so beautiful. Thank you. So do you have 2 more minutes?
I do.
I want you, because we do make some assumptions about people because we get to see their 2 minutes on social media. Mm-hmm. What's the pre-version of Andrea that you really maybe have hidden that may be inspiring to someone to say, gosh, if she's gone through that, I know I can too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because man, it's going to take more than 2 minutes, but I can, I can share, you know, and I went, you know, I hope that I'm always, I hope it's not hidden. I hope people know this about me, but it's a good point that sometimes, you know, we forget to reshare our stories. And so I'm so thankful that you asked that. I would say there are about 3 primary things that are really have shaped me here today. And that is, one is that the career identity that I mentioned earlier, the finding my worth and my value in my job and becoming so consumed with it. And what ended up happening, what actually got me out of that was one of the darkest moments of my life is when my brother was killed. And that was 8 years ago. And he was killed. He was shot and killed. And it was on the news. It was very public. It was traumatic. It was, I didn't even know, you know, what I was going to do with myself. I was going through a deep level of trauma. And I would say that during that season, that's when I first got a little bit of the light of who I genuinely was, because I really, I didn't want that situation to go without changing me, you know, without deeply changing me. And I realized that I had been putting the wrong things, importance on the wrong things. And my brother was, he had disabilities but he always made people his priority, and he was just a joy and a light, and he was always having fun. And, you know, here I was, you know, just, you know, when am I going to get the next promotion? When am I going to get the next increase? Right. So that was a big part of me figuring that out. The other part is, you know, just, I'm a recovered alcoholic, you know, and that is something that I would say has been a really, really was a trying time in my life. And what's interesting about that season is I had to advocate for myself. It wasn't as though people were stepping in and saying, you've got a problem, but I had a problem. My father died of alcoholism. And so I guess I always knew that in the back of my mind that that was a possibility, but I was a, you know, moderate drinker. It really not very different than many other people, but it became much more than that. And it became an obsession, you know, and it was really a very, talk about the pit, man, down in the pit, and I had to get help, you know. And so I would say that, and that's not that long ago, that was 2 years ago. So those are some of the pre-Andrea from today moments that I know God has used to shape me, to stir me, to refine me, and to bring me to this point. I'm so glad you asked that.
That is amazing. And I know that that is going to inspire someone. And you're right. It's not that you haven't shared that story. Mm-hmm. But we do forget that people may not know that story or that part about us, or maybe we've shared, a little bit, but maybe we're ready to share a little bit more because we're on those journeys too. Yeah. And, you know, God refines us. And I kind of liken it to a vase that's been broken and pieced back together.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty.
It's just, you know, you glue it back together and it becomes stronger, or a bone that's broken and then it heals and then it becomes stronger. You know, that is who we can become after being broken through these things that happen. And you're right. We all go through those. We all go through those pits. We only do ourselves a disservice when we pretend like they're not happening.
You know, and it's so good, that study that I went through with Jenny Allen, the Getting Out of Your Head, she talks about in their church community, which is actually here in Dallas, I didn't realize, that they talk about sharing your last 2%. Mm-hmm. And that is the 2% that you hold on to that you don't want to, that's your shame. That's where you're, you know, because that's where the enemy attacks. I mean, that's where, you know, we lose our worth and value and who we were created to be in those, that last 2% moments. And so I will tell you my own story. I had to practice telling it. I didn't get out and start telling it on a podcast. You know, I first told my parents, and then I told my friends, and then I told my Bible study, and then, you know, and it takes courage to start sharing that. And now I'm like, oh yeah, that was a part of my life, but it doesn't define me. You know, it doesn't define me.
And that's the key. It doesn't define you. It doesn't define your value. It doesn't define your contribution. But because you're brave enough and courageous enough and trusting enough to share it, it can help transform someone else. And that's where we go back to, you know, the Bible and biblical scripture where it says, you know, that God can use this for good.
Yeah.
And, you know, what Satan meant to harm you, God can use for good. So I just absolutely treasure you. I treasure our time together.
Me too.
And I can't thank you enough. And I don't care if it took 2 minutes or 10 minutes. That was valuable. And that's just a moment that someone is going to be transformed by. And I'm going to trust it. And we're going to put it out there and share it.
Amen.
And, I told you earlier, but I can't wear shoes around you because you bless my socks off.
You make me smile so big. I love it.
Oh,
you are the sweetest. You are sunshine.
I'm cheesy. I'll go for that one too. But I just want to thank you for your time. And if people want to connect with you, what is the best way? I'm going to put it on all of our stuff, but what's the best way that they can connect with you?
I think the best way to connect with me is either on Instagram. So Andrea.crum_ is where I'm at most of the time. And in there, you're going to see me really talking about genuine leadership. That is what I'm primarily talking about. Yeah. Connecting with the Genuine Women group that you mentioned on Facebook. You can just search it, Genuine Women, purple banner. Go join us. And then the last is to go to my website, andreacrum.com, and that's C-R-U-M. And that's where you'll be able to access the TV show. That's where you can contact me as well. So those are the best ways to be able to get in touch.
Okay. Well, we will make sure that that's all on there. And absolutely, y'all, go out there, find her, connect to her, let her love on you, and bless your socks off. And I just want to thank you for moving rocks for me today and for my friends that are going to be tuning into this. And again, thank you for your time, and I love you and I treasure you, and I just want to lift you up in everything that you're doing, and want to thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. I've been blessed, and you are a blessing, and you are a rock mover too. And I'm so proud to know you. So thank you.